Good morning. Welcome to the Saturday Morning Tee Box on Kiowa FM 105.3. It's our 17th program for the 24th season. L.A. in with you along with Skip and Mark, freshly back from a trip to Ballard's Resort, Lake of the Woods. Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
L.A. I don't know about freshly back. I'm kind of tired.
Yeah, it took a lot out of you. When you got an 11-hour bus ride up and 11-hour bus ride back, and you're up and eat breakfast early and eat, sleep, and be merry.
But I do it again in a heartbeat.
Yep. And we'll talk more about it later.
We'll get back to it.
We are here each week, brought to you by John Crane from the Ridge in the Sioux Center, Jeff at the station in Hall, Randy Ralston from Emerald Hills, Adam Coates at the Spencer Country Club, and our own Sheldon Country Club. Skip, beer up first.
All right, thanks, L.A. We're going to go up to Okoboji View, and leagues are off the box with the State Line Seniors at 7:30 a.m. on Mondays. Men will also be at 5:30 p.m. on Mondays. Tuesdays, the very popular Peoria Steak Night, with this Tuesday as the last night for this. September 14th is the Knights of Columbus four-person best shot on the course, and the 15th is a wacky four-person best shot to enjoy. Go to the Pub 19, which is open year-round, always serving delicious food and beverage creations. Go to the web at okobojiview.net and book a tee time while there's still time in this great summer, late summer, fall weather. Go to enjoy the Okoboji View Golf and Country Club. Then on over to Landsmere in Orange City. The leagues are scheduled with women off Tuesdays at 5:30 p.m. Wednesdays is the 18-hole men's travel league. Thursday has men's league all day at 5:30. Fall league will tee it up on the 28th. September 14th has a fall 8-inch cup day for them as well. Go online at LandsmereGolfClub.com to book your tee time at Landsmere Golf and Country Club in Orange City.
Sanborn Golf and Country Club next door. They play men's league Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and women play on Thursday. They all kind of tee off at 4 p.m., but I know they'll get fall going here too. But Bert and Josh Van Dam and their staff have delicious foods in the clubhouse. There's no doubt about it. They do wonderful handmade pizza and delicious sandwiches and steaks. And you can stop in and see them and follow their specials on daily on Facebook. Lamar's Willow Creek. Leagues are played with women Tuesday at 5. Wednesday goes the men at 5. Second of September is a Labor Day men's amateur 27-hole tourney. That should be a lot of fun. Ironman golf there.
Yep.
Championship flights, even senior divisions involved in that, so it should be good. September 8th is a four-person 8-inch cup scramble. September 15th is college amateur day for them. Much more to come at Lamar's for September. Golf there and get a hold of Brian in Lamar's and get some times booked.
At Meadowbrook in Hartley, men's league playing Monday at 4 p.m. Tuesday, men again at 3 and 5. Wednesday, men at 4, the women at 5 p.m. Thursdays, ladies' league day at 2:30 and 5. September 21st, Memorial Tournament. That's off at 10 a.m. More times to play at Hartley to get in and enjoy the game. Rock Valley Golf Course, they have men's leagues on Monday and Tuesday, 3 and 5 p.m. Women take the box on Thursdays. Greenskeepers Revenge, three-person tourney. That's September 28th off the box at 10 a.m. Brent inviting you to get out and play. They're a great course this season.
All right, over to Rolling Hills in Hull. Leagues are Monday. Women's play at 5:30. Men play leagues on Tuesday at 5 p.m. September 14th has a glow ball evening to enjoy. And the 22nd is a four-person couples event. Give Corey or Jillian at Rolling Hills a call and get your tee times booked or get in those tournaments they've got going on. Sibley Municipal Golf Course. Leagues are being played with ladies on Wednesdays and men on Thursdays. Mulligan's Bar and Grill is ready to serve you with your beverages and food desires. September 21st is a glow ball day that you can play in. And then the 28th is the Greenkeeper's Revenge Day there as well. Sponsored by the 1015 Stake in Sibley. Give the Sibley Municipal Golf Course a call at 754-2729 and get in those tournaments or get your tee times lined up.
Silver Lake Country Club, Lake Park. They have couples league on Monday evening. Tuesday is men's league and men again on Wednesday afternoon and evening. Thursday has a ladies' fun night on the course. Good food and beverages in the clubhouse with McKenna at Lake Park. Brooks Golf Club Leagues are played each week with men on Tuesday, women on Wednesday, men again on Thursday, the 2nd of September. It is a Sportsman's Day tourney on the course. The 5th is Highway 71 Club team event for them, and the 16th is a 9-hole event for you to get into also. So much more to come yet at Brooks.
At Primgar Golf Course, men's league play 4 to 7:30 p.m. Monday. Tuesday, men again from 4 to 6 p.m. Women take the box on Wednesday, 3:30 to 6. And then men over 60 league from 1 to 6 on Thursday. Friday, play all day for just $25. You heard right, all day, $25. Labor Day with an open gold day on the course. Enjoy some good foods prepared by Mike and the club at Primgar Golf Club. Outer Valley Golf and Country Club, they have women's league play on Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Men play Wednesday at 3:30 and 5 p.m. September 2nd, couples tournament. That's off at 9 a.m. September 8th, the gruesome twosome day, their Ryder Cup match versus Rock Rapids. That plays on the 16th. Be sure and visit them at Outer Valley.
All right, over to the Ridge and Sioux Center. Ladies have league on Mondays and Thursdays. Men will play Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the season. There are more events coming up there at the Ridge and Sioux Center, so check them out and see what tournaments they got left going, and I'm sure they'll be starting their fall leagues here again going up. So from there, we go over to the Spencer Golf and Country Club. At the Spencer CC, they will have women's play on Tuesdays. Men are Wednesdays and Thursdays on the box. September 2nd is the Cyhawk Day at Spencer, and then the 6th through the 8th is the University of Okoboji's couple weekend. The 22nd is the final four-person best ball to be played at the Spencer Country Club for the day. Enjoy the menus for beverages and foods, great and delicious after golf play at the Spencer Country Club. Get out there and play Spencer Golf and Country Club, or go to SpencerGolfCC.com and sign up for your tee time to play.
Better add in there that the Spencer Country Club and Brooks shares in that university's, that U of O.
Cyhawks.
Yeah. No,
the Okoboji.
You betcha. I took that. I must have taken that out on right. Brooks. I apologize.
Well, good luck there.
Yeah. Remsen Country Club for the week. Women play on Mondays. Men are Tuesday and Thursday for the season. And that is getting wrapped up. They're going to fall leagues, so everybody is. You can always enjoy Klein's on 9 in the clubhouse during or after play. September Labor Day tournament is September 1st. Check with Brody at Remsen, 786-2266. To get in on the last few events going on there. Emerald Hills at Arnold's Park. For the week, they have Women's League Mondays and Men on Wednesdays. September 2 is the Spencer Country Club Cyhawk Day, and they too. Why is that? I don't know. Anyway, they're a part of it. They're sharing. There we go. Now it's in there because they're sharing with them also. And the 6th and 8th also is the University of Okoboji. I told you guys I gobbled this thing
That's
up.
All right. You're excused.
I am, because I'm tired.
Yeah.
Couples tourney this weekend. The 14th is Emerald Hills Classic four-person best ball to play in, and they do that in an ABCD format, meaning a great golfer, a good golfer, and a guy they get to drag along and make them buy beer. All that fun at best format shot setup. Then the 22nd is a two-person triathlon day with golf. It's the first time I heard of this. You will play golf, shoot free throws, and play some ping pong. That sounds kind of fun.
We did that years ago. We did golf and bowling.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, that was called a Texas 18 or something.
Yeah.
You had to play 18 holes of golf, then you went and bowled 18 frames of bowling.
Yep.
And you tie it and you put it together. But a lot of fun there at Emerald Hills in Arnold's Park.
Off to Sioux Golf in Alton. Golf leagues in Alton. Women on Monday, Tuesday. Men Wednesday and Thursday. The fall league season began August 28th. So that's underway. Cyhawk Day, September 3rd at Alton. Stop in, visit with Allison. See when you can get out and play the great course. Sioux Golf in Alton yet this season. Spencer Municipal Leagues are in play Tuesday. The Gals Early Bird at 8:30 and again at 5:15 in the afternoon. Wednesday, 4 p.m. Men's League Thursday, Early Bird Men at 8:30 and 5:15. Today, the Iowa Great Lakes Longbeards Day. That starts 9:15, September 23rd. That's September 23rd, the Sagawa Day for them. That'll get underway at 9 a.m. A lot of great golf play yet to come at Spencer Municipal.
On over to Prairie Rose in Brunsville. Women's Play League on Mondays and Thursdays. And Thursdays is Men's League, of course. September 8th has one more private outing to be on the course for that day, so the course will be closed. You can always call and ask for Brandon. Find out what's happening at Prairie Rose in Brunsville. Give him a call at 533-6774. Then to our very own Sheldon Golf and Country Club. The leagues have been completed, and now a three-person fall best ball starts on Thursday the 29th at 5:30 p.m. Call and get in to play the golf. I'm sure you can get in as a sub, but it seems like there's always help needed there in that situation. You can call them at 324-4275.
All right, and before we wrap up completely, fellas, yeah, regale me about that fishing expedition.
Well, where do we start?
It was an experience. We had to be all prepared. Sunday morning, we took off about 6:30 from All Season Center. That's where the bus picked us up. 38 of us
Sioux Center.
Went.
Yep, 38.
Sioux Center at All Season. 38 people went. Doug was our driver, and he got us Sioux Falls. We switched drivers and everything else. And L.A., I was not even 1 mile out of town, and all I said is, "Oh man, I left my phone in the Jeep."
That would be difficult.
So, you know what? You people think you are used to something. Try to be without your phone for a whole week.
And 11 hours away from you. It's not like you could just step out and go get it.
Well, and I said, Skip, we got to call here. We got to call here. We got to send this one a message. We got to send. And we got through it. And you know what? By the end of the week, I was kind of used to it. I didn't really mind it. And then on the way back, I found out two other guys did the same thing. So I didn't feel so bad. But, man, did I take the beating for it. But quite honestly, I don't know what was the best part about it. I mean, the staff up there at Ballard's.
Staff's great. The people we were with were awesome.
We had a great tour. We had great drivers. We had wonderful waitresses.
Yeah. We had great captains on the boat. Of course, we thought ours was the best.
Well, of course. Joey was awesome. Was his team, and we had so much fun with Joey. But, and, you know, you get on a big lake like that, the water's rough.
It is very rough.
And we were
waves
dropping,
are 4 to 6 feet high.
Yeah, and we were dropping bouncing through those big waves and going kabang, and you're thinking, but I got to go get my back rebuilt now.
Yep,
but, you know, you get through it. And he just...
It wasn't a cool thing about the tournament, just to, I can't even say it's a tournament because it really wasn't. But the neat thing about it is you don't go up there with anything.
Not a thing.
They say bring a cooler.
Bring a cooler and your clothes.
And your clothes. And your beverages if you want water or any other kind. And we did that stuff. But they bait your hook. They fix you up with a rod and reel. They bait you. They tell you what you're doing, whether you're jigging or you're bottom bouncing. Just do it this way and you'll be fine. First day, just real quickly, 2.5 hours, we had our limit.
Oh,
that's six people in a boat. And we didn't throw much away. We kept the keepers.
We kept the little stuff because we knew we were going to eat fish.
We were going to eat fish.
So we kept some 14 inches.
Good shoreline cookers. And then the second day, we went out the same place. First of all, we rode 35 miles in a boat to get to this.
Crashing across the waves.
We were half to a mile away from the Canadian border.
Oh, man.
Is where we were. Second day, we picked through and kept all the bigger fish. We were done in an hour and a half.
Oh, man. So, and then we had shore lunch. Which was good because then we could go in and eat some of the fish we had. You said, okay, we can catch more now. They don't count the ones in your belly. And so we caught walleye of decent size.
We caught walleye, caught sauger, right? Perch.
And we caught some perch. So we had a nice variety of fish. We all got to bring home, what would you say, 7-8 pounds of filet?
Yeah, I think it's four fish. So
four walleyes, two sauger, and then whatever we had for perch.
Yeah.
And he had them all clean, tagged. Everything ready to go.
The story of the tournament was a guy had a 6-foot sturgeon hooked on light tackle. They got it to the top of the water and he broke the line. But they had a video of it.
They had
so
his
they
head
had proof
in the net, and one guy reaching down and grabbed his tail and he flipped and spun and gone.
And gone. So but that's just the short version. I'm sure we'll talk more about it. But
we'll bring it up again.
Yeah, it was fun.
A great time.
If you guys didn't think or thought about going this year and went, well, I don't know, I'd strongly suggest we're gonna do it next year again,
we'll
somewhere
again
around the same time. Watch for that promotion.
Danielle
it's awesome.
Came to me right away and said, Mark, what do you think? You're going to want to do this again? And I said, well, it's not my call, but yes.
If you were a doubter, don't be. It was awesome.
The people on the bus even said, you know, we'll do this again if you guys are doing it. Uh-huh. They really had fun with
it. We had fun.
We had a real blast.
Take us home, L.A.
Yeah. All right. Just a couple of questions in closing.
Yes, sir.
None of these days on the lake were a three-hour tour, right?
No.
No, they were not.
Although the weather started getting rough for the waves.
Didn't make any difference.
You went out at 8 a.m. and you got back somewhere around 3:30 to 4.
Yep.
And with those waves, don't be watching the perfect storm before you go.
Well, and I pulled that joke because here we are scooting across the lake and we're going bang and a bang and a bang through those leaves and I told her, or through those waves, and I told our crew on the boat, I said, yeah, Joey turned on the radio, but the song that was on was
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah. The Last Voyage.
So
he
told him not to play.
I said, no, not now.
Yeah, no. And this boat we were on, L.A., had a 300-horse Cummins diesel engine in it.
That'll get you through.
And it was a tank that'd go through anything.
It was heavy.
Yeah.
I mean, he loves that boat. He really loves that boat.
So. And, like I said,
fun guy.
We could talk for hours.
We could. But. And we have everybody's name, everybody's email. We will send out thank yous, and we look forward to going again. Thank you, folks. What a great
fishing
trip.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And with L.A., we only have one more week of the golf program.
Wow.
So next week is it.
Then we got the 19th hole, finally.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's been a good season, but these courses need healing time.
All right.
So, there you go, buddy.
To wrap her up for this week, 2024 golf season, Saturday morning tee box, drawing to an end, as Mark said, 1 week left. We hope we did what we promised to do in terms of informing you of where to get out and play the great game of golf this season. Wasn't always easy, but some great golf play in recent weeks, and we appreciate all of our sponsors for the 24 season. Sheldon Golf and Country Club, station in Hall, offering service and sales on many models of golf carts. John Crane at the Ridge in Sioux Center, and Randy Ralston at Emerald Hills. Adam Coates at Spencer Country Club. Thanks to those of you who tune in each week. And we hope to get you the best information we possibly can to get you out and play. Enjoy the balance of the 2024 golf season.
Absolutely.
All right, sounds good.
Thank you. We'll hear from us again next week.
You bet.